As far as I know, she is.
Yep. So let's pick up with chapter 10. Before we do the oral review, let's take a preview of the vocabulary for chapter 10 on page 82. The first word means tent. Notice it is a masculine word, and the Hebrew word is pronounced ohel. Accent on the first syllable, ohel. We did not stub our toe in the middle of the night. Ohel. And in the plural, it's ohalim. So ohel, ohalim. The accent shifts from the first syllable to the last when you go from singular to plural. That's why there's no accent mark over ohalim. Remember, if there's no mark, the accent's on the last syllable. The next word is also masculine. It is the word gold, and the word is zahav.
Zahav.
Zahav. And you can tell, even though it looks kind of like a verb, it's not because of the vowels. There's two kamates. If it was a verb, it would be a kamates followed by a patak. Remember? The next word is a name, Jacob, Yaakov.
Yaakov.
Yaakov. Yaakov.
Ko
means thus or so. Thus or so. Thus, so, same thing. The next word is masculine. It is priest, which is in Hebrew, Kohain. Or in the plural, Kohanim. Next word's also masculine. Kali means vessel, implement, or dish. So if you're bringing a jug of wine, you would call it a kali. If you're bringing a plate full of meat, you would call that a kali. So it's just a vessel, implement, or dish, something that contains food, water, wine, whatever. And then in the plural, kali becomes kalim. So kali and kalim. Could be.
Or a knife or fork?
Could be. The next one, also masculine, boy, we're on a masculine streak, is midbar.
Midbar.
Midbar means wilderness or desert. Wilderness and desert in Hebrew means the same thing. It's the arid, dry, sandy places with no trees or water. Midbar. In the upper left-hand column, we have Macomb. Kind of like I left Macomb in the desert. It was wrong. No, Macomb means place. Place. And in plural, it's Mekamot. 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 You would think it would be feminine since it ends in O, but it's not. It's masculine. Macomb and Mekamot are masculine. Nefesh, or in the plural, nefeshot, is soul or person, and that is feminine. Notice there's nothing feminine about soul or person, but every word in Hebrew has a gender attached to it to tell us what kind of pronouns and verb forms to use with it.
Does that got a different connotation than the Adam, which is person?
Not really. Adam, which is also person, Adam comes from the word red, and Adam also is related to Adama, which is the word ground. So it indicates we're brought up from the ground, made from the dust of the earth. And Nefesh talks more about the insides of a person, our feelings, our thoughts, our emotions. But a person is body, soul, and spirit, right? And that's why when we get, I wax poetic now. I'll stop that. The third one is ode.
Ode.
Ode is again, still, another, yet, more. All those kind of things. Ode. What a nice sounding word. Ode. Then ayin.
Ayin.
Ayin is eye, as in the thing you see out of in your face. And since you have how many eyes?
Two.
The plural is einayim. Not einim, but einayim. Remember, the ayim ending is things you have a pair of, like pair of hands, pair of feet, pair of eyes. And the word pair form is ein. Ein. I also has an idiomatic usage. But we'll let that wait. Then we have face or faces, which is panim.
Panim.
Panim is singular or plural. And it's masculine.
Rachel
is Rachel. Doesn't the word also mean U-E-W-E, like a female sheep? I think it does. But at the moment, we'll just learn it's the name Rachel, Rachel. And finally, Sar, which is translated all through our Bible as prince, but it's actually commander or chief, the one that's in charge of, the one who oversees, the one who brings about. So a high government official would be referred to as a Sar, but it doesn't necessarily mean he's the son of a king. Okay. With that in mind, let's go back to our oral review on page 81. Looks like each of these is going to be a question and the answer. So Sharon, I'll let you decide whether you want to do the answer to or just the question. I'll figure it out as you go along. Number one.
Me.
Me.
Yada.
Yada.
Et.
Shame.
Shame.
Ha-adam. Ha-adam.
Asher.
Asher.
Avar.
Avar.
El.
El.
Yerushalayim.
Yerushalayim. Everybody. Me.
Me.
Yada.
Yada.
Et.
Et.
Shame.
Shame.
Ha-adam.
Ha-adam.
Asher.
Asher.
Avar.
Avar.
El.
El.
Yerushalayim.
Yerushalayim.
Which means what?
Who
knew,
the name of
the man
who
crossed over,
to Jerusalem.
Excellent. The answer is?
Anochi.
Yadati.
Et.
Shame.
Ha-adam.
Ha-adam.
Asher.
Avar.
Avar.
El.
Yerushalayim.
Yerushalayim. So it's the, everybody please. Anochi.
Anochi.
Yadati.
Yadati.
Et.
Et.
Shame.
Shame.
Ha-adam.
Ha-adam.
Asher.
Asher.
Avar.
Avar.
El.
El.
Yerushalayim.
Yerushalayim.
See, I keep wanting to get to the answer. So what's the answer?
I knew. The name of
the man
who
crossed over
to Jerusalem.
But what was his name? They never tell us.
We don't know.
We just knew it. Okay, you knew it. Very good. Number two.
Would
you have a question?
Would it also be appropriate to say, I knew the name of the person that crossed over?
I knew the name of the person? You could.
Okay.
You could, sure.
All right. Okay, so you want the next one. Ma.
No, sure.
Ma. Amar.
Amar.
Rosh.
Rosh.
Ha-aretz.
Ha-aretz.
El.
El.
Ha. Adon.
Adon.
Ha-avadim.
Ha-avadim.
Be-mitzrayim.
Be-mitzrayim. Everybody, please. Ma.
Ma.
Amar.
Amar.
Rosh.
Rosh.
Ha-aretz.
Ha-aretz.
El.
El.
Adon.
Adon.
Ha-avadim.
Ha-avadim.
Ba-mitzrayim.
Ba-mitzrayim.
And what does that mean? What did the leader of the land
say to the lord of the slaves in Egypt? Lord or master?
Say to the... Okay, the master of the servants in Egypt. Okay, I'll take that. Or the lord of the servants, either way, your choice.
Okay.
Probably with servants, we go with master most of the time, but same thing. Any answer to the question?
Rosh.
Rosh.
Ha'aretz.
Ha'aretz.
Amar.
Amar.
El.
El.
Adon.
Adon.
Ha'avadim.
Ha'avadim.
Shamati.
Shamati.
Et.
Et.
Kol.
Kol.
Ha'avadim.
Ha'avadim. Mm-hmm. Ekami, please. Rosh.
Rosh.
Ha'aretz.
Ha'aretz.
Amar.
Amar.
El.
El.
Adon.
Adon.
Ha'avadim.
Ha'avadim.
Shamati.
Shamati.
Et.
Et.
Kol.
Kol.
Ha'avadim.
Ha'avadim.
Yeah, that kol has no ch. It's just a simple kol. Mm-hmm. So what does that mean? What's Rosh Ha'aretz?
The leader of the land.
The leader of the land. Okay.
Said to the Lord.
Said to the Lord of?
The slaves or servants.
The slaves or servants.
I heard.
I heard.
The voice.
The voice.
Of the slaves.
Of the slaves. Or servants. Uh-huh. Number three, Sharon.
Me.
Me.
Alu.
Alu.
El.
El.
Lave.
Lave.
Heharim.
Heharim.
Ki.
Ki.
Hata.
Hata.
Milchama.
Milchama.
Ba'ir.
Ba'ir. Everybody, please. Me.
Me.
Alu.
Alu.
El.
El.
Lave.
Lave.
Heharim.
Heharim.
Ki.
Ki.
Haita.
Haita.
Milchama.
Milchama.
Ba'ir.
Ba'ir.
What does that mean?
Who.
Who.
Went up.
Went up.
To.
To.
The heart of the city.
The heart of the mountains.
The mountain, yeah, not the city. For.
Key for because, in this case probably because.
There was
war
in the city.
In the city, uh-huh. The answer to your question of number three.
Moshe. Va'ani.
Va'ani.
Alinu.
Alinu.
El.
El.
Lave. Heharim.
Heharim.
Ki.
Ki. Haita.
Milchama.
Milchama.
Ba'ir.
Ba'ir. Everybody, please. Moshe.
Moshe.
Va'ani.
Va'ani.
Alinu.
Alinu.
El.
El.
Lave.
Lave.
Heharim.
Heharim.
Ki.
Ki.
Haita.
Haita.
Milchama.
Milchama.
Ba'ir.
Ba'ir.
Which means?
Moses.
Moses.
And I.
And I.
Went up.
Went up.
To the heart of the city.
To the heart of the mountains.
Mountains. Because.
Because.
There was war.
There was war.
In the city.
In the city. That's right. Number four, please.
Ma.
Ma.
Shalach.
Shalach.
Ani.
Avi.
Avi, excuse me. Avi. Habayit.
Habayit.
El.
El.
Hamelech.
Hamelech. Everybody, ma,
ma,
shalach,
shalach,
avi,
avi,
habayit,
habayit,
el,
el,
hamelech.
Hamelech.
What's your questionnaire?
What did the father of the house?
What did the father of the house
send to the king?
Send to the king. I wonder. What's the answer?
Avi,
avi,
habayit,
habayit,
shalach,
shalach,
devar,
devar.
Shalom.
Shalom.
El.
El.
Beit.
Beit.
Hamelech.
Hamelech. Oh, that's nice. Everybody, please. Avi.
Avi.
Habayit.
Habayit.
Shalach.
Shalach.
Devar.
Devar.
Shalom.
Shalom.
El.
El.
Beit.
Beit.
Hamelech.
Hamelech.
What is that?
The father of the house.
Father of the house.
Sent a word of peace.
Sent a word of peace.
To the house of the king.
To the house of the king. That's correct. But for the folks in cassette tape land who are not as smart as you are, why is Devar Shalom a word of peace?
It's a word pair.
It's a word pair, but how can you tell Devar is a word pair?
Got me off guard.
Because Devar has two A vowels when it's word, when it's word of. That first vowel becomes a shava and becomes real short. So instead of davar, it's devar. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you're correct. It's a word pair form. I just want to make sure we could all recognize when it's a word pair form and when it's not? The answer is we can. Number five, Karen.
Me.
Me.
Ra'ah.
Ra'ah.
Kol.
Et kol.
Oh, et kol. Ha'anashim.
Ha'anashim.
Asher.
Asher.
Yashvu.
Yashvu.
Babait.
Babait.
Al Yad.
Al Yad.
Sadeh.
Sadeh.
Moshe.
Moshe. Everybody. Me.
Me.
Ra'ah.
Ra'ah.
Et.
Et.
Kol.
Kol.
Ha'anashim.
Ha'anashim.
Asher.
Asher.
Yashvu.
Yashvu.
Babait.
Babait.
Al Yad.
Al Yad.
Sadeh.
Sadeh.
Moshe.
Moshe.
What is your question?
Who saw?
All of the people
that settled
in the house
near the field of Moses.
What's your answer?
Ra'ah.
Na'ar.
Hamelech.
Et kol.
Ha'anashim.
Asher.
Yashvu.
Babait.
Al Yad.
Sadeh.
Moshe.
Which means? Oops, everybody's got to do it. I'm so sorry. I want to get to the answers. Ra'ah.
Na'ar.
Hamelech.
Et.
Kol.
Ha'anashim.
Asher.
Yashvu.
Babait. Al Yad.
Sadeh.
Moshe. Okay, now what's the answer?
The young man of the king
saw
all of the men
or people
that settled
in the house
near the field of Moses.
Number six.
Meh.
Do you have meh? I have ma. Okay, same thing.
Asiti.
Im.
Kol.
Habehemot.
Asher.
Hayu.
Lifnei.
Shaar.
Ha'ir.
Everybody, please, we'll use her spelling. Meh.
Meh.
Asiti.
Im.
Im.
Kol.
Habehemot.
Asher.
Hayu. Lifnei.
Sha'ar.
Ha'ir. What is your question, Ms. Sharon? What did I do? Mm-hmm. What did I do
with all of the animals?
That were
in front of
the gate
of the city.
That's correct. And the answer to your question is
a halti.
Et.
Kol.
Habehemot.
Asher.
Hayu.
Lifnei.
Sha'ar.
Ha'ir.
Everybody. Achalti.
Et.
Kol.
Habehemot.
Asher.
Hayu.
Lifnei.
Sha'ar.
Ha'ir. Which means what?
I ate.
All of the animals.
I hope they were small. In front of the that were
in front of
the gate
of the city.
And I was stuffed.
Yes. It didn't say over what period of time, did it?
It does not.
Could have been over 10 years. Who knows? Number seven.
Me.
Ahmad. Bain.
Avi.
Habayit.
Uvain.
Bat.
Habayit.
Everybody, please. Me.
Ahmad.
Bain.
Avi.
Habayit.
Uvain.
Bat.
Habayit.
That's a good question. What's that question?
Who stood between the father
of
the house, and the daughter of the house.
And the answer?
Isha.
Mm-mm.
Or Esha.
Nope.
Eshet.
Eshet.
Habayit.
Amad. Amda.
Sham. Vehi. Shamra.
All.
Habayit. Or Habat.
Habat. Mm-hmm. Everybody, please. Echo me, please. Eshet. Habayit. Amda. Sham. Vehi.
Shamra.
All. Habat. Which means what?
The woman of the house.
The woman of the house.
Stood there.
And she guarded.
Over the daughter.
Mm-hmm. Singular. Just one daughter. Mm-hmm. Yes. What's daughter's plural? Banot.
I started to say Patin, but I knew that wasn't it.
Yes, not Patin. They hate it when you call them that. Number eight.
Me.
Lakach.
Et.
Yad.
Hanara.
Leafnay.
Achi.
David. Everybody, please. Me. Lakach.
Et.
Yad.
Hanara.
Leafnay.
Achi.
David. Which means?
Who took
the hand of the young woman
in front of the brother of David.
And the answer?
Adam.
Lakach.
Et.
Yad.
Hanara.
Vagam.
Et.
Lev.
Hanara.
Sham.
Leafnay.
Achi.
David.
Everybody. Adam. Lakach.
Et.
Yad.
Hanara.
Vagam.
Et.
Lev.
Hanara.
Sham.
Leafnay.
Achi.
David.
Or in English?
Adam took.
The hand of the young woman.
And also.
The heart of the young woman.
There.
In front of.
The brother of David.
Mm. Neat. Number nine.
Mi avar.
El.
Ear. Ha shalom.
Umi.
Shama.
Et.
Kol.
Adon.
Hakol.
Everybody, please. Me. Avar.
El.
Ear.
Hashalom.
Umi.
Shema.
Et. Kol.
Adon.
Hakol. Or in English.
Who
crossed over
to the city
of peace.
And who
heard
the master of everything.
Correct. The answer?
Moshe.
Avar.
El.
Ear.
Hashalom.
Vagam.
Shema.
Et.
Kol.
Adon. Hakol. Everybody, please.
Moshe.
Avar.
El.
Ear.
Hashalom.
Vagam.
Shema.
Et. Kol.
Adon.
Hakol. Or in English?
Moses.
Crossed over.
To the city of peace.
And also
he heard
the voice of the Lord of everything. And finally, number 10.
Ma.
Zachar.
Am.
Haaretz.
Baderech.
El.
Har.
Mitzrayim. Mm-hmm. Everybody. Ma.
Zachar.
Am. Haaretz. Baderech. El. Har. Mitzrayim. Which means what?
What did the people
of the land
remember
on the road
to the mountain
of Egypt? Correct. And the answer?
Haaretz. Zachar.
Ki.
Mayim.
Lo.
Hayu.
Hayu.
Baderech,
Vagam,
Lo, Baharim.
Everybody please. Am, Haaretz,
Zachar,
Ki,
Mayim,
Lo,
Hayu,
Baderech,
Vagam,
Lo,
Baharim.
The answer is?
The people of the land
remembered
that there was no
water
on the road
and also
not in the mountains.
Beautiful. I'm so proud of you guys. We will pick up next week, Lord willing, on page 82. We'll go over the vocabulary once more, and then we'll start the principles before we're able to get to the exercises.
Okay, the principles.